Welcome to Make It Rain with Adam Schein on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Ah, yes, Friday. Hello, Friday. Friday edition of Make It Rain with Adam Schein here on VSiN. And my goodness, there's so much going on in the world of sports. Sporty sports, 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 sports. We have some in-depth analysis and a great guest, and we will give you live betting odds for day two at Augusta. We are feeling really good about some of our bets. We are feeling really good about some fascinating players. We have a lot going on today on the show, and Brendan DeYoung is going to join us live from Augusta. He, of course, superstar from SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio. We are exactly 13 days away from the NFL draft. The Browns made a quarterback move today. We have all sorts of odds and reports and takes that factor into where quarterbacks are going to go. We have some interesting movement in markets when it comes to props in the NFL draft. We have some pretty strong takes. We're going to start locking in some props for you for the upcoming NFL draft. NBA is on fire, final weekend, regular season. No day baseball today, but we have a slew of excellent baseball games and some interesting games to bet on for tonight. I have a fun parlay for you later in the show and in the NBA. This is going to be a really fun show. I always love these days when there's so much going on in sports, so much to bet on, and obviously we'll get into our guy Brent Musburger getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's going into Canton. And honestly, I can't believe it took so long for Brent to get into the Hall of Fame. When Dan Patrick brought this to everyone's attention a couple of years ago, I had the same reaction as my guy DP. Wait, Brent's not in the Hall of Fame? I thought he was already. So congrats to our guy, Brent Musburger, and we will get into why he is a Hall of Famer and should have been in a long time ago. But let's get into some of these live updates and odds from the Masters and what's going on here at Augusta. And my goodness, this is something extraordinary when you take a look at everything going on here at Augusta and what's going on at the Masters. And first and foremost, are you kidding me? Justin Rose. Oh, hell yeah. One under today at -8 for the tournament. And Justin Rose is doing just an unbelievable job. And, you know, you watch him play, and I listened to him an interview on ESPN yesterday after what transpired when you listened to him at the, you know, at the end of his round. And he said he felt like he was a pitcher who was throwing a no-hitter. And it was ridiculously amazing and incredible to watch. And, you know, he was in a zone, in a groove. He had some luck, and he was able to take advantage of it. So you take a look at what has transpired here with Justin Rose, and it's just absolutely amazing. One under today, -8 for the tournament. And how about our guy Rory? Are you kidding me? Rory McIlroy. Let's go. And after a day yesterday where he started out playing like finally he would get that career Grand Slam and he would be able to win at Augusta and get that green jacket. And then he really fouled it up at the end. And we talked about that at length yesterday in our sizzling edition of Make It Rain with Adam Schein. And today, he is just firing on all cylinders. A pulsating round. He is at 6-under today, tied for third. 6-under for the tournament. And he is in position. I mean, that's the deal. And on the heels of how he finished yesterday, and you shoot over 70, that's never a good thing. When you look at it at Augusta, we had Gary Williams on yesterday, and the history and the precedent of that, and then coming back is slim. But Rory's been able to deal with adversity. If you're looking for signs from the golf world, from the course, from the leaderboard, from the universe, that this is going to be Rory's time to shine, you found it here. Rory McIlroy, 6-under today, tied for third, 6-under for the tournament. Absolutely, positively incredible stuff. How about Bryson DeChambeau? And listen, Bryson, I love watching Bryson play. And whether you love him or loathe him, this guy is a rock star. I think he's great for the game of golf. You know, what he does with, you know, getting celebs on his YouTube channel. And, you know, I remember when he won a stone's throw from our studio at, for the U.S. Open at Wingfoot here. I mean, he is right now in second, minus four today. Absolutely incredible. And if we can get a Scheffler, a Rose, a Rory, a Bryson to be in contention all weekend long. Oh, baby, that would be incredible theater and drama. Just amazing for everybody in terms of the Masters and for our friends over at CBS. That would be incredible. How about Coco? Corey Connors, fourth, minus six on the tourney, minus two today. Couple of plays and shots that I'm sure he would like back. But great stuff today from our guy Coco. Again, we have a bet on Corey Connors to ultimately finish here when it's all said and done, to ultimately finish Corey Connors in the top 10. So that is something significant without question. And, you know, that is something that we will have to continue to monitor. And obviously, you know, take a look at, you know, what is going on with Oberg and Scotty. They are tied for fifth. Scotty just teed off about an hour and a half ago. He is not even halfway through his round today. Scheffler is just playing as great as can possibly be. So excellent stuff here when you take a look at everything going on at Augusta. And it is incredible. The Master is amazing. Tradition unlike any other. And we continue with the analysis and the live bets and nothing like those first couple of days and separating the haves from the have-nots. Rose on fire, Rory pulsating today. Just listening to the crowd roar with Rory McIlroy is unbelievable. Obviously, Bryson DeChambeau, incredible stuff. Coco, remarkable, and just setting up for what is going to be a sensational weekend here in the Masters. So we will have an amazing guest coming up with Brendan DeYoung coming up as we move along. And let's get into all the NBA and everything that transpired here. When you take a look at the association last night, monster performance from Anthony Edwards as he was able to take care of business. He was sensational as the Minnesota Timberwolves, as we predicted, as we bet yesterday, and we talked about that at length. Minnesota Timberwolves win in Memphis, 44 points for Anthony Edwards, 7 of 11 on three-pointers. You take a look at what they were able to do in the third quarter, and give Julius Randle credit too. Randle was excellent in the third. Edwards was excellent in the third. The third quarter shooting for Minnesota, 18 of 21. That is a big deal, a big deal. I really intensely don't like the Memphis Grizzlies. I am not a fan of John Morant. You know, the stupid grenade and that celebration. I mean, that is just completely uncalled for. So as we speak right now, we're looking at, as you look at the Western Conference standings, the Warriors right now are the 6. Memphis is the 7. Minnesota is the 8, but still so much up for grabs here when you look at it down the stretch with two more days, Friday, Sunday, remaining for the season. I think the Lakers, going to end up winning tonight and wrap up the third seed, and that would be absolutely incredible. So a long ways to go here in terms of who gets the 4, the 5, the 6, the 7, the 8. Top 6 make the playoffs, 7 and 8 in the play-in. You know, Warriors are still not out of Dodge yet, so that's obviously a big deal here. We have the Indiana Pacers able to take care of business against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cleveland didn't play anyone. 4 of the 5 starters did not play. Kenny Atkinson couldn't even watch the game. He got thrown out of this one. Cavs' effort was unbelievable. But listen, I'm going to do nothing here but stress a positive for Rick Carlisle's team. They were able to hang on. Game was on TNT. Everybody got to see it nationally. And they clinch a top 4 seed in the East. That was absolutely incredible. The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Indiana Pacers going down to the wire. Pacers, Rick Carlisle doing an excellent job. Listen, the Knicks fans and the Pacers fans now need to ultimately sweat out the end of this here in terms of who ultimately has the ability to go out and take care of business and, you know, who's going to be a matchup against which team come playoff time. The Milwaukee Bucks, when you look at it, this is a squad that I think, you know, without Damian Lillard and with Doc Rivers coaching the team, not a squad that you believe is going to be able to do much of anything here in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, I think that when it's all said and done, we are looking at a spot and a situation for Milwaukee where at the end of the day, listen, it's going to be real interesting to see how it plays out with the Bucks 46 and 34, Pistons 44 and 36 on the season. And obviously, you know, it's going to be interesting from that standpoint to see who they're matched up against. Because my Knicks last night had a golden opportunity, and they'll end up getting the three. And I know Hart didn't play, and I know OG didn't play. But I mean, come on, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? And the Pistons with Cade Cunningham just had this unbelievable ability to come back in this game. And this was crazy. And Cunningham's amazing. And I said this on yesterday's Sizzling Edition of Make It Rain with Adam Schein. And I'm going to say it right now. This is tough. This is not the matchup I want. As a Knicks fan, this would absolutely be a killer. A killer. I think the Knicks would beat Detroit. And again, Harden and OG did not play, but I would much rather face a soft Milwaukee team. Giannis has been remarkable down the stretch. And, you know, they did a great job coming back the other day against the Minnesota Timberwolves in a game where they had a 1% chance to ultimately win. But, boy, Bridges had a chance to put a stamp on that game, and he couldn't do it. And that was crazy. And, man, the one team I do not want to face, I'm telling you, is the Detroit Pistons. That was a tough one to watch last night from a Knicks fan perspective.
Watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back, Make It Rain with Adam Schein here on VSiN, and it is time right now to shine on the NFL. And we are 13 days away from the upcoming NFL draft, and my goodness, there's so much news. There are so many notes, so many nuggets, so many things to bet on, so many signs and reports. And first of all, you could have knocked me over with a feather this morning when our incredible producer, the great Michael Cohen, informed me that Joe Flacco was returning to Cleveland. And this was shocking on a few different levels. And it's interesting when you look at it from a Cleveland perspective and also a Kirk Cousins perspective. Now, a couple of things here. Number one, when you analyze it, Joe Flacco, couple years ago, won comeback player of the year when he took the Browns to the playoffs, and it was remarkable. And there's no doubt the reason they didn't bring him back for the 2024 season was because he was too good. And you would have had fans begging for Flacco to play when management, foolishly, ownership especially, was still invested in Deshaun Watson. Now, that ship has sailed, but I did not think Flacco was on the radar. And the first thing you have to ask out loud is, what the hell is going on with Kirk Cousins? And I just felt like it was inevitable. I know I wasn't alone, wasn't a unique thought. At some point, Kirk Cousins is going to be the quarterback for Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns. And it made sense. Stefanski and Cousins worked together when Cousins put up big-time numbers in Minnesota. And this is wild. Absolutely wild. And if you're Atlanta, if I'm a Falcons fan, I see this. All right, you know, it's not like an episode of Seinfeld with keeping the jacket. You're going to keep Kirk Cousins out of spite? I mean, you have Michael Penix Jr. just better the ball club, and Penix give him a better chance to succeed. You can't keep an angry, frustrated Kirk Cousins around. I get it. There's egg on the face. You know, you didn't hire Bill Belichick. You signed Kirk Cousins. It's one of the worst free agent signings, as it turned out, in the history of the NFL. Move on. You have your quarterback. He's great. I'm a huge Michael Penix Jr. fan. I loved him at Washington. Loved him in the draft process. Thought the Raiders were going to take him. Atlanta surprised everyone. Hey, you turned out to get it right, right? Cousins was awful. Couldn't stay healthy. But what are we doing here? Now, in terms of how this impacts the draft, Listen, I am of the opinion that the Cleveland Browns will take Travis Hunter with the number 2 overall pick. And if it's not Hunter, it'll be Abdul Carter. I see no universe where they take Shedeur Sanders, number 2 overall. A, I don't think he's great enough for. B, Hunter is Shohei Ohtani. He's a unicorn. He could be a first-team all-pro wide receiver and cornerback. And Travis Hunter should absolutely, unequivocally be the guy. But I do wonder, because the organization loves Flacco, knows Flacco, and it's 4 mil, incentives could be 11, 13 mil in that kind of range. I do wonder aloud here in terms of whether or not this means the organization will now trade back into the first round and try to get someone like Jackson Dart or Shedeur Sanders. I had Todd McShay on my SiriusXM radio show yesterday. He thinks that the Browns will take Hunter and then make a trade to go get Shedeur Sanders, who he thinks will be perfect in the offense for Kevin Stefanski. Kirk Cousins, you know, a clone. I believe that Shedeur Sanders, the comp is Kirk Cousins. And boy, I really think that this is fascinating here. So in terms of the number 2 pick in the draft, I think it's going to be Travis Hunter, and I think it should be. In terms of the domino effect for the number 3 pick in the draft, you know, now all of a sudden Vegas is onto it, and this was even before Abdul Carter tweeted a picture of Lawrence Taylor yesterday as he took his visit with the Giants. And listen, if you're a Giants fan, I mean, go out and get an Abdul Carter jersey. I mean, that's my thought process on it when you look at it from the standpoint of, okay, the New York Football Giants at the end of the day need to get Abdul Carter. And then if I'm the Giants and Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, I'm trying to trade back into the first round and get either Sanders or Dart. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Which leads us to Shedeur Sanders, who visited the Steelers yesterday and spent some time yesterday on 2 different outlets. He talked to our great friend Kay Adams, who's outstanding, over on her show on Up and Adams, and talked to our great friend Tom Pelissero and the outstanding Ian Rappaport on NFL Network. And, you know, Shedeur Sanders was raving about his visit with the Pittsburgh Steelers. In fact, he told Kay Adams, Mike Tomlin reminds him of his dad and playing for his dad and how his dad coaches and toughness and accountability. And said on meeting with Mike Tomlin, you could see why the Steelers win all the time. It's interesting when you look at the odds for Sanders, right? And here are the teams I want to highlight on this board. I think the best bet on the board is Pittsburgh. I think the Saints are in play. I think the Saints will draft a quarterback at 9. I could see Shedeur making a lot of sense for Kellen Moore. I could really see Jackson Darts being Kellen Moore's selection. I think this is going to be equivalent to what Sean Payton did with Bo Nix a year ago. But if you look at some of these odds here, right? Look at the Giants at plus 400. Again, it's which team will draft Shedeur, not where does Shedeur go. I think if you're looking at value here, Giants at plus 400, interesting. Browns at plus 450. I mean, I'd sprinkle a little on Cleveland. The 3 teams that I would sprinkle a little on right now would be Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and I'll give you a long shot play, the Rams. I think if Shedeur falls, I think the Rams would grab him. I don't think they want to do anything other than defense, specifically defensive backfield. But if Shedeur's there, I do think the Rams are going to be in the future quarterback business. And I do think that would make sense for the LA Rams. Right now, I think he's going to Pittsburgh. That's to answer the question directly. I think somehow, some way, Shedeur is going to end up with the Steelers. I think the Saints are logical. I'm not going to bet on them as the betting favorite. I also think there's a shot, which we'll get into in a second, that Jackson Dart ends up going very high in this draft and goes to New Orleans. Now, it's always fun to take a look at, you know, the different positions and, you know, who goes where and odds here. And, you know, I think we're going to see, as an example, you know, I'm waiting for the number of quarterbacks to get to 3.5 because I think we're going to end up seeing four quarterbacks go in the first round. And for the record, I would never draft Jalen Milroe. I think he's going in the first round. There's a part of me that wants to take the over on running backs. I'm just struggling to find the team because I do think you're going to see four running backs go on day two, probably three in the second round. Listen, Genty's going in the top 10. I think he's going to the Raiders or the Bears. I think Hampton, the kid out of North Carolina, is going to go to either the Cowboys or the Denver Broncos. You know, by the way, I think receivers, that's a real interesting one. It's a weak year in terms of first-round receivers, which does take away from some of the buzz here when it comes to the NFL draft. Normally, this time of year for the draft, it's okay. Great teams like Kansas City or Buffalo or Baltimore, and they're in the conversation for wide receivers, and that's fun. You don't have that this year. So it's interesting. When it comes to the props for the draft, I'm waiting for the quarterback number to get higher because I do think we're going to see four quarterbacks ultimately go in the first round. I would never take Milroe, but that's where I think we're at right now. How about Jackson Dart? I want you to take a look at the Jackson Dart draft odds board, right? And I think the best bet here, and I am going to bang this right now, Jackson Dart top 10 plus 600. That is a tasty, tasty bet because I think the New Orleans Saints are going to pick Dart or Sanders. And I don't profess to have knowledge of what they're going to do, but I think if you look at Kellen Moore's stops, Dallas with Prescott, Chargers with Herbert, you look at Philly with Hurts, there are some smart people who have done the comp of Dart and Hurts as NFL players. I think Jackson Dart, top 10, plus 600, I think that is a great bet. I would never do top 5. I think that when it's all said and done, the under is basically a lock at this point. It's not even worth your time. But Jackson Dart to go top 10, plus 600, that is my personal favorite bet when you take a look at the odds for players when it comes to the first round of the NFL draft. And I think there's a real shot. Get ready, New Orleans. Jackson Dart is going to be the quarterback for the Saints for the foreseeable future in the Big Easy.
You're watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Yes, the VSiN Summer Special is here. And it's the best deal of the season for just $59 at full VSiN Pro access to everything we do now through August 1st. At 50% off the regular monthly price from the NFL Draft, MLB Action, NBA, NHL Playoffs, Kentucky Derby. VSiN Pro has you covered all summer long. Sign up now. Get expert picks and best bets across every major sport. Exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circa. 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app. Plus, our Kentucky Derby betting guide and the NFL betting guide when it drops this summer. Giving you a head start on football season. Every sport, every edge, one price. Get full access now through August 1st for just $59. VSiN.com/subscribe. VSIN.com/subscribe. Welcome back, Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Joining us right now live with the Progressive Guest Line. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. Brendan DeYoung, of course, analyst, superstar for Masters Radio on Sirius XM, and he's nice enough to give us a few minutes. Brendan, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, Adam. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you, and my goodness, so much to talk about. What a day at Augusta, and first and foremost, Rory, are you kidding me? What did you see from Rory McIlroy today?
Good God. I mean, after that finish yesterday, Rory McIlroy could have tanked it, but he didn't. He put on his big boy boots and he showed up 6 under today, and he's got himself right back into the thick of this golf tournament. Just an unbelievable performance from Rory McIlroy today.
I want you to hit that home because you obviously, you understand the sports, you play, you analyze, you know the mental game. That was one yesterday when we saw how Rory finished and I said, damn, it's over. Over from the perspective of he can't win. And that's what we're looking at for McIlroy. Will he be in position to finally get the green jacket? Brendan, I thought today was just so impressive. Take us through that mental focus, what you saw from his game, and what lies ahead for Rory this weekend, and if you think he can finally do it.
You know, Adam, I cannot even begin to tell you how deflated he must have been leaving the golf course yesterday. For 14 and a half holes, Rory McIlroy had done everything perfectly to put himself right into the middle of this golf tournament, then makes a little bit of a mental error, compounds that with a big mental error on number 17, and he turned a really good round into a very mediocre round and found himself 7 shots out of the lead leaving the golf course. Would have felt so deflated. He was one of those guys that played late yesterday, so he didn't have a whole lot of time. So he had to turn around and play early this morning. Then he showed up at the golf course today, and he did exactly what he needed to. Got off to a fairly solid start, and then around the turn, I mean, just played some golf that only Rory McIlroy can. I still say that when everybody's playing their best golf, nobody's better than Rory McIlroy, and he showed that today. He turned it on, made a couple birdies on 2 of the most difficult holes on the golf course on 10 and 11, then made an eagle on 13 where he got a little bit fortunate, hit his second shot out to the right, could have kicked down into that tributary of Rays Creek, kicked a little left, found himself with a 10-footer for eagle, knocked that in, and then got it to the house. And that 6-under 66, as I say, puts him right back in the middle of this tournament. And yes, to answer your question, he most certainly can win this thing now.
I mean, that's amazing. And listen, I said this to start the show. I mean, how sweet would this be if we have Scottie Scheffler, if we have Rory, if we have Bryson DeChambeau all competing for the green jacket this weekend? It would just be amazing. Let's go through Bryson's day. And listen, I'm such a DeChambeau fan. I just love his approach. People love him. People loathe him. I think he's great for the game of golf, what he does on social media, his YouTube. And listen, he's worked on his putting. And Bryson had those moments today, Brendan, where you're saying to yourself, okay, there's a real shot that DeChambeau can break through at Augusta.
You know, Bryson is the most polarizing figure in the game of golf. And as you say, you love him or hate him, you're going to watch what he's doing. And for this reason, nobody's made more birdies than Bryson DeChambeau this week. He's made 12 birdies already through the first 2 rounds of golf. You know, you can see he's into it. He's fist pumping everything. He's excited. He's one of those guys, he puts butts in seats. He's fun to watch, and as I say, you love him or hate him, you're going to pay attention to what he's doing, and he's going to also be a massive part of the story going into this weekend.
Without question, and he has done a great job, and he is in second right now. Rory's in third, and how about Justin Rose? Brendan, I mentioned this earlier in the show. Yesterday, I saw an interview that Justin did on ESPN, and he said he felt like he was a pitcher throwing a no-hitter, where he was in a groove. He also had some breaks, some luck, and also created his own luck, and man, that was great. Okay, that was yesterday. Then you wanted to see what he would do today, and I thought Rose was terrific again. Can Justin Rose seal the deal here, go wire to wire, and win at Augusta?
He can. He's going to need a lot to go in his favor. He's got some huge names chasing him with some massive firepower. And I'll tell you what Rosie did really well today was he held it together. He didn't really have his best stuff. He made a lot of good up and downs and kept himself in this round and in this tournament. I think come day's end, Rosie's probably still going to have the lead. If he doesn't have the lead outright, it's going to be very, very close. We're getting a little bit of breeze this afternoon with some storms in the area. So it's going to get a bit more tricky. But, Rosie's going to need a lot to go in his favor this weekend if he he wants to hold off the likes of McIlroy and Scheffler and DeChambeau.
Yeah, and I love how you mentioned Scheffler, because it's like, oh, by the way, and I'm part of this, right? Like, I get around to question 4 or 5 and mention Scotty Scheffler, and it's almost, Brendan, and Scheffler's playing great, and he's been calm, and he's been solid. It's almost like the old okey-doke, and we're all just getting set up here for Scotty to do his thing coming up this weekend.
You know, it's one of those inevitable things that Scotty's going to be around there late Sunday. You know he's just going to kind of hover around, and then you're going to look at that leaderboard late Sunday. And if his name's not at the top, it's going to be very, very close, and he's going to be a huge part of the story. And if I'm one of these guys, I'm thinking to myself, if I finish above Scotty Scheffler at the end of this week, there's a great chance that I'm going to be putting on that green jacket.
Yeah, listen, I think that's an excellent way to phrase it, and Scotty's just doing his thing. I have my guy, Corey Connors, to finish in the top 10 at plus 330. That was my big one, and, you know, the quote-unquote underdog that I liked, you know, to finish pretty high at the Masters this year, Brendan. Do you think that he can ultimately do it and get it done and maintain where he is right now and finish and make me happy simultaneously and finish in the top 10?
Oh, hell yeah, he can. There's a good chance that Corey Connors could be winning this thing come the end of the week. We've talked about it a lot. Augusta National is a second-shot golf course. Corey Connors is one of the premier iron players in the game. This place is made for a Corey Connors. Don't be at all surprised if he does you a little bit better than just the top 10 and really contends. His game's in such good shape as well. Played very, very well through the whole Florida swing. And there's just so much to like about Corey Connors and the way he's playing right now.
Yeah, he's done a great job, and I would love to see it for him. I would love to see it for me. I love the way you respond to that in terms of just the way he's playing and the flow that he's in. Listen, I've had some good bets and some good predictions and good feels so far. With one glaring exception, I thought Colin Morikawa, it was his time to shine, and I liked his odds at 18-1 to ultimately get the green jacket and win the whole thing. What have you seen? Where has he gone wrong here, Brendan, to start at Augusta?
Morikawa kind of made a mess yesterday at towards the end of his round, made some late bogeys. I wouldn't count Morikawa out yet. I think he's currently at 2-under, made a couple birdies around the turn in the second round. If Colin can get it to maybe 4-under, even 5-under come day's end, he's going to find himself in really good shape. You know, as you pay closer attention to this leaderboard, it's going to be such a fun weekend. There's going to be so many big names in contention, and it's just that it's going to turn out into an absolute shootout.
We have 30 seconds to go. Is there a name that I'm missing? Is it Lowry? Is it Day? Is it Hovland? Is there someone else on the leaderboard that you're eyeing here who could make a run and win the whole thing?
Shane Lowry, you said it. I think Shane Lowry has a great chance. He's an underrated player. When you look at all the metrics, Shane Lowry should suit Augusta National down to a tee. Another very good iron player, wonderful hands around the greens, and he would be a good pick as we go into this weekend.
Brendan, this was awesome, man. I'm a big fan. Keep up the great work. This was tremendous stuff. We appreciate it.
Thanks very much, guys.
Watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Do you want to know where the money is really going? Unlike other sources, our betting splits come straight from Circa and DraftKings Sportsbooks, giving you the inside into where the sharp action is landing. Circa is known for taking big bets from professional bettors, while DraftKings provides a broader market perspective. That means you're getting the real action, not just the public money, but the kinds of wagers that move the lines. See the percentage of bets versus percentage of handle on every game across every major sport, helping you make smarter, more informed bets. Get VSiN's summer special right now for only $59 until August the 1st at VSiN.com/subscribe. Welcome back, Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Time for our news, notes, nuggets, and nightly plays. And how about our guy, Brent Musburger, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Yes! And I know I speak for so many people when I say, what took you so long? I mean, when Dan Patrick raised this a couple of years ago, I had the exact same reaction. Wait, Brent's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? This made my day. Right, and I just love that he is the 2025 Pete Rozelle Radio TV Award recipient, and I love that it was his partner and longtime friend, the Hall of Famer, my guy Dick Vermeil, who called our guy Brent to deliver the news. And whether we're talking about play-by-play, most especially the iconic host of the NFL Today, You Are Looking Live, you think about what that show meant in terms of changing sports television and pregame shows, and it was iconic. And I encourage you, if you didn't see it live, and I did on the VSiN Live app, the interview that he did with Mitch and Paulie yesterday on Follow the Money, I mean, it was absolutely incredible. And, you know, you think about whenever Brent was doing even college basketball and doing college football, it meant something when Brent Musburger was behind the microphone. And, I mean, I am so happy for him. I'm so happy for his family. I just am so happy that Brent is taking his rightful place in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Should have been in a long time ago. And listen, I give our friend Dan Patrick credit. He went nuts. He wrote letters, and he used his platform to help push along the word of Brent Musburger and why he should be in. I honestly thought he was in already. I mean, you know, that NFL Today crew and cast and what they were able to do, and it was everything. I remember watching Brent hosting the NFL Today, and I was just mesmerized by it, absolutely mesmerized by it. What a pregame show should be in every possible way. So congratulations to our guy, the iconic Brent Musburger, and everything that he has done for us here at VSiN. And man, I saw that news yesterday, and it gave me the chills. And again, I encourage you, if you didn't see it live, go to the VSiN Watch app. I also tweeted out the interview that he did with Mitch and Paulie on Follow the Money yesterday. Just incredible stuff. And congratulations to Brent, his entire family, and everybody involved, because this should have happened a long time ago. Let's get into some of the baseball in the NBA from last night and tonight. And how about the Atlanta Braves? Kind of a big deal, able to take a series against Philadelphia. And listen, you know, you can make the case the biggest thing that happened to Atlanta yesterday, not just the 4-2 win in extras, and it was a game I was watching on MLB Network, and there were all sorts of rain delays, and they won in extra innings. Spencer Strider striking everybody out in a minor league start. That's big in terms of getting Strider back and then Acuna back. So after the miserable start, you're searching for silver linings here if you're a fan of the Atlanta Braves. The Red Sox were able to walk it off and avoid a four-game sweep against Toronto. Listen, we hit on the best bets, lock of the night last night. Got all your tweets. You're welcome. Devers, -120 to go over hits and runs and RBI 1.5. You're welcome. I appreciate it. Blue Jays, by the way, I think are for real. Not that I'm screaming playoffs, but we did reference and say take the over on their wins. And listen, you have Gausman and you have Berrios pitching like that, and Vlad's been great since the contract, and Bo Bichette, Springer's back to the Astros version. You know, I don't think this is a fluke here in terms of a team like Toronto. Couple of teams that I did not pick to make the playoffs that I said before the season, take the over on the wins. They're going to be better than their place in the standings. The Blue Jays and the San Francisco Giants. And that's a segue to the Giants and the Yankees for tonight. And, you know, it's cold and nasty in New York as I'm looking out my window. Not raining yet, but I do anticipate a lot of runs at Yankee Stadium tonight. I don't think that Marcus Stroman and Robbie Ray necessarily a strong pitching matchup. I do think that when you look at it, the over can certainly hit tonight. I think the Yankees win tonight. I think the Giants have the pitching matchup, stay hot, and win both games on Saturday and Sunday. Aaron Nola is on the bump for the Phillies as they try to get back in action tonight and able to, you know, back in the winning column tonight and take care of business. And, you know, I think that for a situation like Philadelphia, you know, it's the right guy on the bump. You know, if it's not Wheeler, well, it's Aaron Nola. And I think Aaron Nola is going to be able to deliver the goods. And I like the Phillies on the money line. I like Aaron Nola over 5.5 strikeouts tonight. Happy Jacob DeGrom Day for all those who observe. And listen, there was a period of time when he was pitching for the Mets where there was nothing better in baseball than watching Jacob DeGrom hurl every fifth day. And listen, we're going to keep, you know, mentioning this on Make It Rain with Adam Schein until something happens to Jacob DeGrom. I mean, at the end of the day, this is pretty impressive. And DeGrom's off to a great start. And the Rangers right now are playing better than everybody else. When you look at the American League, you know, they were my pick to win the American League before the season. It's early. We haven't even hit tax day yet, but I'm feeling really good. Mariners are a good team as well. I picked Seattle to make the playoffs for the second in the division. We'll take Texas tonight behind Jacob DeGrom on the run line. I want you to take a look at the odds tonight for the Cubs and the Dodgers. This one interests me greatly because it's Boyd against Yamamoto, and I'm going to bet the Cubs. I can't believe how much the Dodgers are a heavy favorite. You know I'm Yamamoto obsessed, Dodgers obsessed. Freddie Freeman's supposed to be active off the injury list. He hurt his ankle slipping in the shower. I think the Cubs, I mean, they're bashing everyone. Boyd's been untouchable this year. Cubs plus 160. Thank me later. We've got the Cavs and the Knicks tonight. I'm still upset about my Knicks from what transpired against Detroit. Still very, very upset about my Knicks. Honestly, I expect the Knicks to win. Cavs really don't have anything to play for. We will roll with the Knicks taking care of business. You know, in terms of the spread, I do think the Knicks will be able to cover because I don't anticipate anybody is playing for Cleveland. Nuggets, Grizzlies tonight. And the number is interesting here on the Nuggets and the Grizz. I'm not afraid. I think the Nuggets are going to run circles around the competition post Malone. I'm going to keep playing all the puns on Malone and circles until, you know, I run out of material here. I'll lay the 7 with the Denver Nuggets tonight. I really don't like the Memphis Grizzlies at all. Rockets, Lakers. Rockets have nothing to play for. Lakers officially clinch the 3 seed if they get a win. I think the Lakers will absolutely win, and I do love them to cover the spread because Houston, Ime Udoka doesn't have to play anyone. Bucks, Pistons tonight. Kind of a big one in terms of the 5 and the 6. That's going to be a really interesting game to watch. Number on that one is fascinating at 6.5. Obviously, Detroit coming off a back-to-back. Best bets are brought to you by G-Bank, official bank of Visa. G-Bank is upping the ante with up to $750 bonus for new G-Bank Visa Signature Card customers. First, new customers spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days of account opening, receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within 30 days of the account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. Ask potentially $750 bonus. Apply now. Visa.com/GBank, Visa.com/GBank. It is subject to the old credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. You ready for this? Phillies on the money line, -115. Aaron Nola over 5.5 strikeouts, +115. Yankees Giants over 8 runs, -108. And let's parlay this one together, okay? Just win, baby. Give me Warriors, Nuggets, Lakers, Clippers. It all matters in terms of seeds. Well, pick them all money line and get that one at -108. Stay tuned to VSIM after our show. For Follow the Money, Mitch and Paulie, 4 p.m. live from Stadium Swim. Then it's VSIM Primetime with JVT and, of course, our guy, Matty Humans. Thanks to the guys in Vegas and Mike Cohen. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday. Make it rain. With Adam Schein.